From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The madness of March is upon us. The NCAA college basketball tournament starts this week. The field is bigger than ever. It's the first year 68 teams will vie for the title. Big-name schools like Duke, Kansas, and Ohio State are seeded high and expected to do well, while lesser-known schools like Richmond, Belmont, and Utah State hope this tournament will be their chance to surprise a nation of sports fans. Well, joining me now is NPR Mike Pesca, a sports fan and sports reporter. He'll be covering the tournament for us. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
With more teams in the field than ever, can any teams legitimately claim that they were unfairly excluded? Any fans out there who have a legitimate gripe, not just about exclusion, but also about the question of where the teams were seated?
Well, certainly. And the idea, one of the ideas behind expanding the field to 68 was that this talk of the teams that were on the bubble, well, how could they complain now? There are so many more teams. But it is human nature and mathematical fact that if you move the bubble, you'll just have complaints further on down the line. Now, this isn't to say that some of these teams and some of the fans of these teams shouldn't legitimately be scratching their heads. Virginia Tech seemed to have a pretty good resume. And then there's the case of Colorado. And all over the sports world, people are talking about Colorado because they beat so many teams ranked in the top 50. How in the world could Colorado be left out? And there is an explanation. It might not be the explanation that Colorado fans want to hear. If the tournament committee, the selectors, were just selecting the best 68 teams, which they try to do, it's hard to argue that Colorado wouldn't beat the University of Alabama at Birmingham, for instance. And if those two teams played head-to-head, I would venture to guess that Las Vegas odds makers would say Colorado is the favorite. But Colorado is a team that had the ability to schedule a good out-of-conference schedule, to play good teams, and they just didn't. They played teams, seven teams by my count, who are among the lowest 40 in the nation. And because of that, the committee, whether consciously or not, seems to be sending a message. They want teams from the big conferences to sort of spread the wealth and allow other teams to play them. And because of this, I bet you see Colorado's schedule get a lot better in the next few years.
Well, a couple of quick questions before we let you go. Is this going to be a tournament where you're going to be really looking at the teams or some of those star players? And the names are interesting to me. Jimmer, Kemba, it sounds like
those two. I love those two guys. Kemba Walker did not win the Big East Player of the Year. That was won by Notre Dame player Ben Hansborough. And so Walker said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the Big East tournament and make it my own. And he won every game. And because of the way the Big East tournament is played, he had to play game after game after game after game. And he won it on last-minute shots and last-minute passes. And who knows if he'll be too tired after playing five games in that Big East tournament. But, wow, what a player he is. And Jimmer Fredette, everyone has been watching him at BYU. Then they suspended his teammate, Brandon Davies, for an honor code violation. And that really has wrecked the team. Brandon Davies wasn't the second-best player on the team, but he was the second-most important player. So BYU is a three seed. Just based on their likelihood of advancing, experts are saying they probably should be a six seed, and they could lose in the first or second round.
Now, it's really interesting because some of these teams face a much tougher road to the Final Four should they get there. Help us get an edge on our bracket. What kind of advice do you have?
This is what I would say. Don't just try to pick the teams that you think are best. Find value. Let that be the mantra. And what I mean is, if you think Texas A&M has, say, a 55% chance of beating Florida State, but you live in Texas and you think all your neighbors are picking Texas A&M, the value would be in Florida State. And even though you might think Ohio State is the best team, why not take a look at Pittsburgh and the road they have to the Final Four? It might be more logical to take Pittsburgh.
You're saying go with logic instead of your gut.
I'm saying go against the crowd. When the crowd gonzigs, you gonzag.
Any upsets you're going to be looking for?
Yeah, I think that Old Dominion could. Here I go talking about Pittsburgh, but I think Old Dominion could beat Pittsburgh in the second round. And Utah State against Kansas State, a game I'll be watching. The Aggies should have been seeded higher.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Mike Pesca.